أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عسى ربه إن طلقكن أن يبدله أزواجا خيرا منكن مسلمات مؤمنات قانتات تائبات عابدات سائحات ثيبات وأبكارا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. يا أيها الذين كفروا لا تعتذروا اليوم إنما تجزون ما كنتم تعملون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا عسى ربكم أن يكفر عنكم سيئاتكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار يوم لا يخزي الله النبي والذين آمنوا معه نورهم يسعى بين أيديهم وبأيمانهم يقولون ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير. يا أيها النبي جاهد الكفار والمنافقين واغلظ عليهم ومأواهم جهنم وبئس المصير. If the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were to divorce you, address me to the Azwaj al-Mutahharat, then it is likely that his Rabb will give him in exchange wives that are better than you, submissive, faithful, devoutly obedient, repenting, righteous, fasting wives that may be virgins or widows. Warning, sometimes on account of an attachment, intimate relationship, an individual becomes complacent. I have secured myself because of this type of a relationship. So just the relationship is insufficient. With the relationship, one needs to also cooperate with that righteous, with the righteous person's company, then you need to cooperate in the righteousness as well. Just the company itself or the relationship itself is insufficient. Thinking like this is obviously not correct. It's not right for you to think like this, that because of this righteous company, then I will also be favored. So it isn't like this. You aren't supposed to be complacent. And nobody should feel himself to be indispensable. Allah Ta'ala is warning and cautioning the Azwaj al-Mutahharat that if he were to divorce you as well, in spite of your lofty and high position, then too Allah Ta'ala can replace you with better women than yourselves. So at no time a person can feel complacent and too confident of himself. O you who believe, save yourselves and your household from the fire, from a fire whose fuel is man and stone. Over it are appointed malaika that are stern and firm. They do not flinch in carrying out the command of Allah Ta'ala, and they do exactly as they've been commanded. Qu anfusakum, save yourselves and your household from a fire. Obviously it means that all that will lead you to that fire, then save yourselves as well as your dependents. So in order to save yourself, then you need to know what Allah Ta'ala commands and what He prohibits, what He wants and what He stops you and forbids you from. So this requires correct training and correct education. It's a command to the parents that you see to it that you give your children the right guidance and the right ilm. On the day of Qiyamah, that person will be subjected to the worst type of punishment, who had neglected his children, failing to give them the right guidance, for failing to tutor them correctly and educate them correctly in the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So such a person will be subjected to the worst type of punishment. Ya ayyuhal ladhina kafaru la ta'atathiru al-yawm. This being complacent on one's own piety and righteousness is not sufficient. Therefore the hadith says, may Allah Ta'ala have mercy upon that person, that when he is working righteously, he is reminding his dependents as well, his wife, his children, and some ulama-i-kiram explain even the workers that are more or less, most of the time, or greater part of the time they are with you, then they are also your dependents. So when they are your dependents, then you need to show them that equal type of attention, together with the love and the care, the right type of guidance, the right type of ilm, that they may also save themselves from Jahannam and come onto the path of Jannat. And it will be said to the unbelievers, La ta'atathiru al-yawm, make no excuses this day. You are being requited only, you are being requited for all that you have been doing. Whatever you've been doing, your account has been settled and you're being punished for all that you've been doing for all the past. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, turn to Allah Ta'ala with sincere repentance. Nasu is a repentance that is done with absolute sincerity, no ostentation, no show, absolutely pure and clean. Asa rabbukum, in the hope that your Rabb will blot out your sins and admit you in gardens beneath which rivers flow. That day Allah Ta'ala will not let the Nabi and those who believed with him to be covered with disgrace. He will protect them. He will guard them from any type of humiliation. Their light will run before them, and on their right they will say, our Rabb, perfect our nur for us this day and do forgive us, for indeed you have the might and the power over all things. On the day of Qiyamah, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will prostrate, make sajda before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He'll be the first one to make sajda before Allah ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, and he'll be the first one to raise his head. And then the hadith goes on to say that Nabi Sallam will recognize his ummah. How will he recognize them? With the light from their wuzu and from their prostrations. He'll be able to see them, identify them on account of them making wuzu and making frequent sajdas. Ya ayyuhan nabiyu jahidil kuffar, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, strive against the unbelievers and the munafiqeen and be stern against them, and their abode is Jahannam, and what an evil end. The munafiqeen, obviously the striving will be different to the striving against the unbelievers. The unbelievers, it will be in battle and jihad, and munafiqeen, those that maintain double standards, either in their belief or either in their actions. Sometimes they are behaving like believers and sometimes they are behaving like kafirs, or those that were munafiqeen in their faith in the day of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah Ta'ala commands, and be stern against these people, these munafiqeen. Against the kuffar, then you will fight. Against the munafiqeen, you will be stern and firm. And if you're going to be lenient, then obviously it will lead you to having a compromising approach with them, and you will be compromising in your own deen. So in order for you to be firm, then you need to be firm against such people who are displaying a balancing act with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مْرَأَةَ نُوحِ وَمْرَأَةَ لُوتٍ. Allah ta'ala sets forth an example for the unbelievers of the wife of Nuh and the wife of Lut alayhimus salam. Both of them were in the marriage of our pious servants, Lut alayhi salam and Nuh alayhi salam. But they cheated on them, not in the matters of indecency, but rather in matters of faith, they cheated on them. So, فَلَمْ يُغْنِيَا عَنْهُمَا مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا. This relationship that they had with the Nabis, be it Nuh alayhi salam, be it Lut alayhi salam, was the relationship that was at the highest level, a level of total intimacy with the highest people of the zamana of the age. But this relationship was of no avail to them. When they had flouted and broken the command of Allah Ta'ala in faith, then this relationship was of no use to them in any way whatsoever. And they were commanded, enter into the fire with the rest of the people that enter into the fire. Showing us and impressing upon us this being complacent upon the relationship that I belong to this person or this family or this group or this movement is not sufficient. Together with belonging to the right, then you need to be right as well. وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ آمُنُوا مْرَأَةَ فِرَعُونَ. And Allah Ta'ala also sets a simile for the unbelievers of the wife of Fir'aun. Remember, she had called out to Allah Ta'ala, my Rabb, build for me in your presence a home in Jannat, and save me from Fir'aun and his works, and save me from the oppressors. As well as remember and call to mind the incident of the pious woman Maryam alayhi salam, the daughter of Imran, who had saved her chastity, and we had breathed into her our spirit. And she testified the words of her Rabb and his revelations and books, and she was amongst those that were devoutly obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In spite of the limitations and oppression upon her, she stood up against all the tyrants of the time, against all the wrongs of the time. She stood her grounds, absolutely firm. It was the wife of Fir'aun, the superpower of the time, the most evil, the greatest tyrant of the time. But all this that she had against her didn't stop her from her being firm and rooted in righteousness. She was absolutely firm, unflinching, absolutely steady. On account of this steadiness, this firmness, that he speaks about this wife of Fir'aun, Asiya radiallahu anha, that there were many men that had reached the levels of perfection. Siddiqiyat, the highest of awliya. So there were many men who reached that level of perfection. But there were just few women who reached the higher levels of perfection. One was Maryam alayhi salam, then Asiya, the wife of Fir'aun, and then Khadija radiallahu anha, and Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. She stands out amongst all women as Sarid stands out amongst food. So she is of such a noble and such an outstanding position. Both these verses show that in spite of your limitations and surroundings, you need to be rooted and established in righteousness. You cannot use this as an excuse that the environment is all against me, and how do you expect me to apply the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Obviously, you can't be in greatest constraints than the wife of Fir'aun. She had all the difficulties, all the obstructions, all the hurdles against her, but she stood firm as a mountain. And as a result, Allah Ta'ala has posted her to the ranks of the highest of the high.